Today we're learning Perek Shlishi, the third chapter of Hilchos Tzitzis. In most standard Rambams, this will be in Daf Nun. Halacha Aleph, the first law. Ksus shechayev adam lasis bo tzitzis min haTorah. A garment which a person is obligated to make tzitzis in by Torah law. He ksus sheyesh la arba knofayim o yoser al arba. It is a garment with four corners or more. The size has to be one which can cover the head and most of the body of a child who goes in the marketplace. Who doesn't need anyone to watch him, or to go with him. A child old enough to go in the marketplace, in other words, by himself. And the garment must be made out of either entirely wool or entirely linen. And we'll see what the status of garments made out of other materials will be shortly. The Ravid says, Yofa Amar. He agrees here. He says, the Rabbam said, well, Shelo b'chol kot misharin, we don't judge any child, Ela b'zesh yocholeo chavada b'shuk, only a child who's old enough to go alone in the marketplace. Shrei Amru, because they said, v'godol yotze bo aroi, that it has to be big enough that an adult can go out on an occasional basis wearing this garment. Amud lo b'chol kot misharin. So we see that you don't judge by any child. A very little child, the garment will be so small that an adult would not wear it even on a temporary basis. It would just be too small. So here the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Halacha Beis. Avol talis shaminim, but a garment made out of other species, kigon bigdei meshi. For example, garments made out of silk. Ubigdei tzemer, or garments, tzemer geffen, garments made out of cotton, or bigdei tzemer gemalim, garments made out of camel wool, the tzemer anovim, or a kind of wool-like material made out of rabbit hair, menotze shalizim, or goat hair, kiotzman, and so on, ein chayavim b'mitzvah, tzitzis alam divrei chachamim. They are not obligated in the midst of tzitzis by Torah law, only by rabbinic law. Because the rabbis wanted you to be careful in the midst of tzitzis, so they extended it over these garments too. Pushitim rebas, provided that it is square, o yoser al arba, in other words, having four corners, or more than four, the yeshua kishir shamarnu, and it has to have the minimum size that we said before. Shekol begadam amur b'tara stam, because all of the garments that are mentioned in the Torah, without specifying what the material are exclusively wool and linen. So since the Torah just says the word garment, only those two are meant. Halacha Gimel. Al-arba kampas ksuscha. Torah says, make it on the four corners of your garment. Balas arba v'lo balas sholosh. One that has four and not one that has three. So if so, why don't you say it must have exactly four and not five? Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells us that you cover yourself with. That's an inclusionary verse, and it means even something with five or more. Why do I obligate one with five and free from obligation one with three, since both of them do not have four? The reason is because the five does have four. There are four within the five. Therefore, when he's making tzitzis to the garment with five or six corners, he only makes on the four corners that are the most distant from one another of the five or the six. It says that our back compass ksuscha. The Torah explicitly says on the four corners of the garment. Halacha dalet. Ksushal beged uknafel shalar chayeves. If the garment is made out of material, wool or linen, and the corners are made out of leather, it is obligated to have tzitzis. He shalar chayeves shal beged ptura. However, the opposite, if it is made out of leather and the corners out of garment, it is free of obligation. You go by the main garment. A garment belonging to two partners is obligated. Shnemaz it says, Akantri Bigdehem. On the corners of your garments, Lanemek Suscha, Ela Lamad Sheula. Now it does say, your garment in the singular. So the Rambam says, that is said only to exclude a borrowed garment, not to exclude a garment owned in partnership. Shetalas HaSheula Ptermina Tzitzis Shloshim Yom. A garment that is borrowed is free of putting tzitzis on it for 30 days. Yikanveila, from thenceforth, chayavis, it is liable. Halachahei, ksus shel tzemer, osen lovin shaloh chutei tzemer. A garment of wool, you make the white threads of the tzitzis also out of wool. Ksus shel pishtin, osen lovin shaloh chutei pishtin, mimina. And a garment of flax, of linen, you make its white threads out of threads of linen, the same species. Shabbat and Mosin Lovin shall call Minu Min Minino. Other garments, you make the white threads of each species according to what it is. Kigon, for example, Chutin Meshi, Luxus Meshi, strings of silk for a garment of silk. Chutin Notza, Luxus Notza, strings of goat hair to a garment of goat hair. From Motza, Lassos, Lovin, Lachosha, Minim, and Samar, Omi, Pishtamosa. If he wants to make the white threads for any of the other species, either out of wool or out of linen, he may do so. Wool and linen frees you of the obligation of tzitzis. In other words, they're proper and fit for tzitzis, both in their own species as well as in other species and other varieties. Other varieties in their own type, they free you of tzitzis. Silk is good for silk and so on, but not in their species, they do not fulfill the obligation. So if you made silk tzitzis in a wool garment, it would not be good. Halach above. Umau lasas chutei tzemer b'ktsus shel pishtun, or chutei pishtun b'ktsus shel tzemer. Are you allowed to make wool threads in a garment of linen, or linen threads in a garment of wool? Afishu lovin levad, levado b'lo tcheles. Even if we're talking about a case where you do not have the blue wool, where you have only the white and no blue. So the Rambam says, Bidinu she'e mutter. By right, it should be permitted. Shashatnez mutter linyan tzitzis. Because shatnez, wool and linen mixture, is permitted for tzitzis. Shoya tcheles tzemer hu matil nosel pishtun. Because tcheles, by definition, the blue wool is wool by its very definition, and you can put it into a linen garment. And the Torah allows it. Now why don't we do this even without the blue wool? Why can't we make woolen tzitzis for a linen garment, or linen tzitzis for a woolen garment? Because you can make the white out of a different species. In other words, why make it out of wool when you can make it out of linen, let's say in a linen garment? Or why make it out of linen in a wool garment when you can't make it out of wool? Whenever you have a contradiction, where you find a positive as opposed to a prohibition, if you can fulfill both of them without making a contradiction, then it's better. If that's not the case, that the positive commandment pushes aside the prohibition. Here you can do both, as we explained before. A garment made out of linen, you do not put the blue wool into. Even though, as we just said, really, you have no choice there, because that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. Yet you don't, by rabbinic law, as we shall see. You only make white threads out of flax, out of linen. Not because that the tzitzis is pushed aside because of the forbidden mixture of wool and linen. No, as we said before, that would have been allowed. It's forbidden by rabbinic law. Perhaps he will wear this linen garment with the woolen tzitzis at night. And that's not a time where tzitzis is obligatory. So he will be violating a prohibition of the Torah when there is no positive commandment. He'll be wearing wool and linen, and there is no positive commandment to push it aside. Shechovas tzitzis beyond the law belayla. The obligation of tzitzis is by day and not by night. Shnemar it says, Risimo, so you should see it. Shasriya, we interpret that in the time that it is visible, in the daytime. Summa chayiv betzitzis. A blind person is obligated to put on tzitzis. Afa pishena roa, even though he himself personally does not see. Afeim roa moso, other people do see it. And we interpret it as the time of seeing, not whether he individually can see or not. Lachaches, mutter la'adam lilbosh tzitzis balayla, ben b'chol ben b'shabbos. A person is allowed to wear tzitzis at night, whether in the weekdays or on the Shabbos. Well, you might think that it's considered carrying it. But he says it's still, it's all right. Vatvishen is man, even though it's not the time of tzitzis. Well, vatshalei baruch, as long as he doesn't say the blessing. May you say baruch ala tzitzis b'shachar, from what point on should he say the blessing of tzitzis in the morning? Yishyakab in chelas shabal alovin shabal. From the time that he can distinguish between the blue thread and the white threads. That's early enough to say the blessing. The Ketan Mavarach Aleha, what does he bless over the tzitzis? Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekin HaMelech HaOlam, he thanks and blesses Hashem, the King of the Universe, Asher Kitshanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us, L'Hisateif B'Tzitzis, to unwrap ourselves with tzitzis. Chosman Shabbatatav B'Bayom, Mavarach Aleha Kodim Shisatav. Whenever he puts on the tefillin in the daytime, he should say the blessing before unwrapping himself. He does not make a blessing when the tzitzis are being made, because the end of the mitzvah is when he enwraps himself in it. You can enter a bathroom or a bathhouse while wearing tzitzis. If a thread or threads of white or blue came off, Zokavashva, he can throw it into the garbage. It's a mitzvah wherein there is no holiness in the actual physical object. You're not allowed to sell a talis with tzitzis to a non-Jew until he removes the tzitzis. Not because there is any holiness in the tzitzis, but perhaps this person will want to masquerade as a Jew and will gain the confidence of another Jew and go along with him, and that person will think that this person is a Jew and he'll kill him. In other words, an unscrupulous non-Jew can use this to masquerade as a Jew, and you don't want to do that. Noshim v'avadim muktanim p'turim min hatzitzis min haTorah. Women and slaves, children, are freed of the obligation of tzitzis by Torah law. It is a rabbinic law that any child who is old enough to unwrap himself and knows how to do it is obligated in tzitzis in order to train him to do the mitzvah. Women or slaves who want to put on the tzitzis without saying a blessing may do so. Similarly, other positive commandments. A woman is not obligated in a positive commandment. She's freed of the obligation, but if she wants to do it, she can do it, but she doesn't say a blessing. We don't stop her from doing it. Tumtum vandrogonus chayavin bakula misafik. Tumtum, these are kind of hermaphrodites, kind of individuals whose sexual status is unclear. They are obligated in all of these mitzvahs because it's a doubt. They may be males, in which case they're obligated. Therefore, they do not say a blessing. They do it without saying a blessing. The Ravid says, "Dafke b'tzitzis shein bo klayim." A woman would be allowed to wear only tzitzis that does not have wool and linen, because if it did, by Torah law, a man could wear it, but a woman could not, because for her it would be prohibited, and there is no obligatory mitzvah to push aside the prohibition. Others argue, the Omer, and say, that a woman can also make a blessing when she does a positive commandment. The Omer says, he says, a blessing is also optional, and if she chooses to say the blessing, she may do so. This opinion brings proof to its view from the first chapter of Kiddushin. Yosef was blind, and he said, in the beginning I used to think that it was better that I'm not obligated to do the mitzvahs and I do them anyway. And if anyone will tell me that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a blind person does not have to do the mitzvahs, I'll make a holiday to all of the rabbis. Because even though I'm not obligated, I still do it anyway. At the end, Rav Yosef found out that it was better, or felt that it was better to do it when you are obligated. But at this point, he thought it was better to do it if you're not obligated. The Misa, now, if this is the case, that if a person is not obligated, then he cannot say a blessing. In Kenya Surah Kovit, if so, Rav Yosef would be doing a violation by saying blessings. Presumably, he would do the mitzvahs and say a blessing. If, on the other hand, you argue perhaps he wasn't saying a blessing, what's big holiday that he would make by saying that the law is that he doesn't have to do it? It's nothing to celebrate since he can't make blessings. Since he would have celebrated it and would have been happy that he's not obligated and he's doing it anyway, that's a sign that even a person who's not obligated may make a blessing. Of course, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, we can answer the proof of the Ravid and say that even if he wasn't making a blessing, he would have still been happy because he felt it's a greater thing to do a mitzvah when you're not obligated. The fact is that this is a basic argument between not only the Rambam and the Ravid, but between many authorities. And generally speaking, the Sephardic authorities hold that a woman should not make a blessing for non-obligatory mitzvahs. And the Ramah, Rav Moshe Yisraelis, and other Ashkenazic authorities hold that a woman who chooses to do a positive commandment that she's not obligated to may make the blessing as well. Halacha Yud. Heichiv mitzvah at tzitzis. What is the obligation of the commandment of tzitzis? Kaladim shechayiv lasas mitzvah zo. Any person who is obligated to do this mitzvah, miskasa b'ksus haroi le tzitzis, if he wears a garment that's obligated in tzitzis, that's fit for tzitzis, yat lo tzitzis, he should put in tzitzis, v'achkach miskasa ba, and then wear the garment. If he wears it without putting tzitzis on, he has nullified a positive commandment of the Torah. But a garment that is fit for tzitzis. As long as you don't wear it, they just fold it up and put away. You do not have to put the tzitzis onto the garment. It's not an obligation of the garment, but rather an obligation of the man, the person who has the garment. Even though a person is not obligated to buy a garment and wrap himself in it in order to make tzitzis, it isn't fitting for a pious person to free himself of this mitzvah. In other words, as long as you're not wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, you're not violating anything. You're not obligated to go out and buy yourself a garment with tzitzis. Nevertheless, you should. You should always make an effort to be enwrapped in a garment that is obligated in tzitzis, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. You should be especially careful during the time of prayer. Very shameful for a scholar to pray if they're not enwrapped in tzitzis. A person should always be very careful of the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah weighs it and makes dependent on all of the other mitzvahs. Shneimer says, "Risimo so, you shall see the tzitzis, uzchaytim is kol mitzvahs Hashem, and you shall remember all of the commandments of God."